All right, everybody, we have some stunning breaking news after the de facto leader of Iran just came out saying that Donald Trump is lying about negotiations that have been taking place in order to try to ease the market dropping in the United States and ease energy prices. So we're dealing with a situation where the president of the United States is either A, hallucinating a negotiation process that isn't happening, B, is straight up lying about it to try to desperately find an off-ramp and control prices, or C, I mean, the main problem here is that we're dealing with the most unreliable interlocutors in the world, both Donald Trump and the Iranian regime. You might as well throw Vladimir Putin in there because everybody in this situation is untrustworthy. But right now, I'm really buying the idea that Donald Trump is desperately trying to find an off-ramp. I mean, just read this. This is absolutely insane, says the Kobasi letter. At 7:04 a.m. this morning, President Trump said, quote, the U.S. and Iran have had productive discussions to end the war. By 7:10 a.m., the S&P 500 had surged 240 points, adding $2 trillion to the market cap. 27 minutes later, Iran completely denied all of Donald Trump's claims and said there had been no contact with the United States. By 8 a.m., the S&P 500 had fallen 120 points, erasing $1 trillion. That is a $3 trillion swing just in the S&P 500. Donald Trump is clearly panicking as the markets are dropping, as energy prices are surging, and that's what the Iranian regime is alleging. We're going to break down what everybody has said, starting off with the Speaker of Iran. Yashar Ali says, breaking, the Speaker of Iran's parliament, who some claim has been negotiating with the U.S., says no negotiations have taken place and that President Trump is claiming otherwise to manipulate markets. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I want to issue a genuine thank you to everyone who helped us get to 1.9 million subscribers. Now we're going to hit 2 and continue to push back against these lies from the administration. So in one moment, I'm going to show you Trump on Air Force One straight up lying through his teeth. But just to back up, the Speaker of Iran's parliament, who is essentially the de facto leader, said, one, the Iranian people demand complete and remorseful punishment of the aggressors. All Iranian officials stand firmly behind their supreme leader and people until this goal is achieved. Two, no negotiations have been held with the United States, and fake news is used to manipulate the financial and oil markets and escape the quagmire in which the U.S. and Israel are trapped. Now, Donald Trump admits something in this clip that actually backs up what we've been saying on the show for weeks. It's very clear to anybody with eyes that Bibi Netanyahu has been trying to go to war with Iran for his entire adult life. Everybody on both sides will admit that. Netanyahu has been itching for this war. Trump is the only one who is narcissistic enough and dumb enough to indulge and try to go on this war because he thought that it would be just like Venezuela. We could just take out the leader, walk away, declare victory, and that would be that. Well, Iran's a little bit different. Iran is not Venezuela whatsoever. They have 300, 400,000 deeply embedded IRGC members, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. They are religious extremists who will die to the very last one to protect the very deep parliament that exists in Iran. It is not just one leader. It is not just one family. It is not just a line of five people you can take out. There is an entire regime in Iran that would necessitate a boots-on-the-ground mission to change, and that is something that is largely impossible without sacrificing thousands of U.S. troops due to the insane geography of Iran. It is covered in mountains. We've been breaking this all down on the Adam Mockler feed, and we will continue to, but I really want to show you all this clip of Donald Trump being asked about who Steve Witkoff is talking to in Iran. Who is he negotiating with? Right now, it seems like he's negotiating with Ghalibaf, who is the current Speaker of Iran's parliament, the de facto leader. So Trump responds, a top person. We're speaking with a top person. And he's kind of vague about it. And the reporter says, but who is it? And Trump says, I can't. I don't want them to be killed. He's essentially saying, in my opinion, that Israel has been wiping out the entire replacement line of the original Ayatollah. And that is why this war has been lengthened. If you've been watching the Adam Mockler feed for the past few weeks, we've been repeatedly saying that Israel is the one who took out the replacement for the Ayatollah and drug Donald Trump on another endless war. He honestly wanted to be in and out like Venezuela. Donald Trump doesn't want to be stuck in this quagmire. He wanted to be in and out and declare victory. But let's listen to this clip. I want you to listen very closely to the wording that he uses regarding the next leader being killed.
Steve Witkoff speaking with Mr. President. A top person. Don't forget, we've wiped out the leadership phase one, phase two, and largely phase three. But we're dealing with the man who I believe is the most respected and the leader. You know, it's a little tough. We've wiped out everybody. No, not the Supreme Leader. Nobody heard of the second Supreme Leader, the son.
Are these direct?
Nobody. We have not heard from the son. Every once in a while, you'll see a statement made, but we haven't. We don't know if he's living. But the people that seem to be running it, and they seem that based on really fact, because things they've said have taken place.
Mr. President, I know you've deployed.
I don't want him to be killed. Okay, I don't want him to be killed.
Mr. President, you deployed.
Nobody wants to be that. Nobody wants that job right now. You know, nobody's exactly looking forward to being the head of that particular country. But perhaps we'll be able to solve that problem.
Mr. President.
Okay, but if you were on the same page as Israel, you would be able to align with them and say, "Hey, stop killing our replacements so we can back off and find an off-ramp." This only supports the idea that the United States and Israel have been on different pages, which this administration has admitted. Trump has admitted he's on a different page with Israel, but he refused to go deeper. It's on this. This is what he's on a different page. Joe Kent, who was the counterterrorism officer under Tulsi Gabbard, resigned less than a week ago. He resigned and said that Israel pulled us into this war with less than sufficient intelligence, and now Donald Trump is defaming him, attacking his dead wife. From my understanding, Joe Kent's wife was killed by ISIS, and he got married 4 years later. And Donald Trump is saying, "I'm not a fan of this guy. His wife was killed, and he remarried fairly quickly 4 years after."
Mr. President, what? Do you know whether Joe Kent was leaking?
Look, I'm not a fan of the guy. If you look at, and you never cover this, if you look at his truths or whatever he went on, if it's X or truth, if you look at his truths or his statements, he was all for everything. All of a sudden, he wasn't. He was a man that I met at Dover. He came and his wife was killed. He remarried fairly quickly. His wife was killed, and I felt badly for him. He ran for Congress, he lost. He ran for Congress again, and he lost. I said, you know, he's a guy, nice guy, seemed like a very nice guy. I met him. He was pretty heartbroken.
I mean, this is sickening. Joe Kent says something about Donald Trump's foreign policy that he dislikes. Something that Joe Kent knew as the counterterrorism director, and Trump decides to assassinate his character and actually disrespect his late wife, who was killed by ISIS in the process.
I said, you know, he's a guy, nice guy, seemed like a very nice guy. I met him. He was pretty heartbroken. Pretty.
Now, I also want to break down. It seems like the United States may be going for direct regime change. Now, as I said earlier, the United States is reportedly holding talks with the Iranian parliament speaker, Mohammad Ghalibaf, the guy who sent out this post saying, "Hey, the Iranian people haven't been negotiating with the United States." So if this is true, Adam Cochran breaks down, that's a big if, then they would be trying to back him as a U.S. proxy in a regime change. Ghalibaf is not on the inner circle of the current leadership and only took this post after Larijani was killed. He's also a violent principalist who has advocated for the slaughter of protesters en masse and is in favor of arresting reporters who speak out against the regime. The reason the U.S. would target him to back a coup is his deep ties with the IRGC. If there were any talks at all with Iran, and it was Ghalibaf they were speaking with, then this means the risk of a violent U.S.-backed coup and not some graceful diplomatic resolve. This could get worse and worse. He then points out, quote, "Don't want them to get killed." He's referring to the clip that I just played of Trump talking about the negotiations. Potentially a slip-up by Trump that backs the Ghalibaf rumor. As I mentioned in another post, if it is Ghalibaf they are speaking with, they are trying to back a coup, not a peaceful deal. This could continue to escalate, continue to get ugly. Trump then is asked who is controlling the Strait of Hormuz, and his answer is less than satisfactory.
And who's in control of it? Will Iran still be able to control the flow of oil?
Be jointly controlled.
By whom?
Maybe me. Maybe me.
You want the United States to be
me and the Ayatollah, whoever the Ayatollah is, whoever the next Ayatollah. Look, And it'll also be a form of a very serious form of a regime change. Now, in all fairness, everybody's been killed from the regime. They're really starting off. There's automatically a regime change. But we're dealing with some people.
This is just a lie. Everybody has not been killed by the regime. If you go back on my channel and watch the CNN debate I posted 2 days ago, one of the MAGA supporters claims that as well. And then he also claims we have to keep mobilizing troops because everything is escalating. So not all of this can be true at once. This can't be a 47-year war that also started because there was an imminent threat. It can't be over. It can't also just be beginning. It is just a mess right now. And he's asked about the Strait of Hormuz.
That I find to be very reasonable, very solid. The people within know who they are. They're very respected. And maybe one of them will be exactly what we're looking for.
Okay, this brings me all the way back to the beginning when Donald Trump made the announcement this morning that the United States and Iran have had productive negotiations, and this was at 7:04 a.m. Like less than an hour later, half an hour later, the Iranian regime comes out and denies all of Donald Trump's claims. This is an insane war that Donald Trump has pulled us into, and right now Iran is fighting it asymmetrically, meaning we have a stronger military, so they rely on tools that aren't the military. They rely on tools like economic damage, metaphorically twisting the arm of the United States by increasing oil prices and hurting Trump's political future. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these breakdowns, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the fastest growing Gen Z media channel. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.